We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The fun shows that are ahead. And one that's on your list that I've never heard of, the Sack Lunch Bunch. I've heard of John Mulaney. I think a lot of people really like him and his comedy, but I'm not sure I know about the show.
So it's actually a comedy special that's, you know, debuting on Netflix tomorrow, Christmas Eve. It's going to be a great family watch for you guys. And it's basically John Mulaney trying to recreate the music-filled children's specials of his childhood. So it's got a, like, very Mr. Rogers edge. And me being from Pittsburgh, I was like, got to put it on the list. It's, you know, a combination of all of those feel-good Christmas classics. But John Mulaney is, you know, he's kind of a very sincere, honest person, especially when it comes to the darker parts of life. So it's a very interesting special because the kids are really honest and John Mulaney is really honest. And it's a little more, you know, intriguing and complex than it might seem just from the description. So it's definitely a great watch for the whole family. And it's got a bunch of great guests like David Byrne and Natasha Lyonne, Richard Kind, Jake Gyllenhaal. I would highly recommend checking it out.
I know he's involved in that show. It's an animated show, and I can't think of the name of it, but it's about, let's just say, young kids growing up in middle school.
Oh, Big Mouth.
Big Mouth.
Yeah.
So Big Mouth is not a show for children to watch.
No. That one's definitely an adult.
Is this along those same lines when you talk about honesty and frankness, or is this something that's safe for everybody?
It's definitely safe for everybody. It just, in the, you know, classic Fred Rogers style, doesn't shy away from things like death or losing a loved one. It's you know, not going to get into Big Mouth territory.
But it's not making fun of Mr. Rogers.
No, not at all. And okay. I would never allow that as
no.
a, you know, Pittsburgh Vanguard.
We can't allow that. All right. So what else is something that you have on your radar to be for entertainment this week?
So the other big premiere this week is going to happen Thursday, right after Christmas, also on Netflix. If you were a fan of You last season, which is, you know, an adaptation of a Carolyn Knepp's novel that's an incredible thriller, it sort of took everyone by surprise because it dropped on Lifetime. And at first, everyone was like, what's this show about this guy who's stalking this girl? It seems absolutely insane. And, like, why would you watch that? And the more people got into it and started to watch it, they started to realize it was, like, a real deconstruction of the romantic hero. Mm. And it sort of turned into this, like, subversive, wonderful, entertaining, almost hate watch. And the second season is premiering on Netflix this Thursday because Lifetime actually ended up canceling the show and Netflix was like, no, it's too good. We got to get it. And when they put the first season on their platform, 40 million households watched it within the first month. So if you want something really entertaining, the kind of show where you can, like, yell at your TV screen all the way through, definitely recommend checking out You this week.
Wow. And I did watch You and I had no idea it was continuing. And you know, when Lifetime cancels something, it does raise your, it's not good enough to run there, but
right.
You say it's something to pay attention to.
Definitely. And season two really levels up on season one. Like, I know a lot of people are worried they're going to be watching the same narrative beats of, you know, him finding a new crush and stalking a new girl, but they do a lot to level up the horror of season two, and it's moving to LA and there's a whole new cast for the most part, except for Penn Badgley, who's returning. And yeah, totally thrilling second season. Must watch.
And I know in just our last few seconds here, you have something on tap for New Year's Day.
Yes, this is the Doctor Who premiere of season 12. And normally Doctor Who does a Christmas special every year, and it's like a big Christmas tradition in my household. So when I looked it up, I was like, oh, where did it go this year? Why can't we get around and watch it together? And it's because instead of doing a Christmas special or a New Year's special, Doctor Who is actually just kicking off the entire new season on New Year's Day. So Jodie Whittaker is returning with, you know, her three companions. And subsequent episodes are going to air on their normal nights on Sunday.
Great. It's nice to see some new stuff on tap. Thanks so much. Senior editor, TV Guide, Kritika Marlikarjuna. Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.